Hello.
Oh, hi, Gerson. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, good. How are you? Sorry, I missed your call. I was trying to fix this problem that I had with the bank for a long time. It's like,
I've been
so pissed off about the bank. I feel like I'm going to switch banks, but not yet. So, I'm ready for the payment, so I got the new part.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, you know, before you switch banks, you have to realize that they're probably doing it for your protection. But I've gotten so upset at banks before, too, because I'm like, it's my money. Why can't I spend it the way I want to, you know? Because they'll block things and have security on things and then change the card, you know?
it's stressful sometimes because, you know, I was like, well, I need the money, you know? And
yeah.
I can't really use it now. So,
it's so frustrating. I understand, but no problem. So is it still the same billing address on Via Lomas?
Hello?
Hello?
You hear me?
It's cracking up a little bit. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear
okay.
you.
Okay. So were you saying it's the same billing address?
Yeah, it's the same billing address and everything. Just the numbers changed a little bit, so it's a different card that I got.
Okay, go ahead. I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
It's 4400 6694 3871 19, 90, and then
the phone cracked up. I didn't get what's after the 19?
96.
96. Okay, got it. And then expiration?
0928.
0928. And then the little code?
266.
266. Okay, so let me get your authorization. And then you will be good to go. So just bear with me here. Okay, I got the green light for you. That one works. So thank you so much for updating that. And have a really nice weekend coming up, too.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. And thank you. Sorry about the trouble.
Oh, no problem. I don't mind reaching out when that happens. So, you know, this
yeah.
new card will stay on file moving forward. But if there's ever another issue, I don't mind reaching out to you, okay?
Okay. Sounds good. Right. Yeah, I appreciate
okay.
it. And also, I was going to ask, so I'm trying to leave out of town, too, like for, like, a couple of months.
Okay.
So it's like... I was going to ask if I can pause it and then resume it later. I think I can do that, right?
Yes. The only thing is when you pause it, there will be a little orange banner that goes up on the site that shows that the information is no longer being updated. And that's just an indication, you know, that the account's in a seasonal hold. So now that it's paid, that orange banner will come down. So if you want to keep it off and then pause it later, what you paid just has you already paid in full until December 19th. I can push that out all the way to January 1st if you like, since today's the 1st. That way you don't have two payments close together. Right? And then if you're going to be out of town, you can pause it maybe before the 1st, and then that way that orange banner will be up, you know, later in the month. I just hate to see it stay on there now since you just paid, you know?
Yeah.
When do you think you're leaving?
Like in the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just that I didn't expect it to happen, but it's slowing down too. It's been slowing down a little bit because, you know, Christmas and everything. So,
I'll get
your call back.
Yeah, I just extended the billing to January 24th. So when you leave in 2 weeks, you can call us just, you know, maybe a couple of days, you know, before the next billing, and then they can put it on that seasonal hold. That way you're not going to get charged for it while you're out of town, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, just make sure that you do call, because if you forget to call, it will bill again on January 1st.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Oh, you're welcome. Okay. Have a great rest of your week.
Thank you, too.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.